Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. It's a fucking Friday, baby boys. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Normal life, baby.
Can I tell you, I am impressed with your skills as a broadcaster.
Why?
Because I fully expected you for you to wait for the main riff to kick in.
No.
And you had the foresight to go, this is a long fucking
intro. It'll be a while. You know, we only have an hour and a half to do this show.
And you're a better broadcaster than you get credit for.
I know. Nobody fucking talks about it. Nobody's saying it. But you're literally listening to possibly the fucking last real deal, real ass fucking broadcaster in the world. Okay? Isn't that what Sam Roberts calls himself?
The last professional broadcaster.
Whatever. That's gay. Last real ass broadcaster right here. Puerto Rican rattlesnake Louis J. Gomez coming at you from the real ass fucking Gas Digital Studios here in New York City. The very quiet New York City. A little bit eerie, New York City. Cops at every three blocks stationed New York City. Shut down the FDR North for some reason, a weird way. Two cop cars at an angle, like in an arrow. As I'm coming down the FDR South just now, I see they shut it down. I was like, what is going on? We might be quarantined together. And let me say this real quick before we get into today's show. There is officially a no, and I'm going to just say it once. I'm going to just say the word once. There is a no coronavirus conversation on the Real Ass Podcast. It's official from now on.
Deal.
It's getting boring. Nobody wants it anymore. At this point, come on. We need to move on. I'm part of the problem if I'm going to continue to spout on about this stuff.
Can I make an argument?
Even though
I realize we're not going to talk about it.
Good. What? Hold on. What is it?
I mean, it's the fucking craziest shit ever. How do you not talk about it? I understand that people get mad, like, it's that's all you fucking do, but, like, to not mention it is kind of fucking crazy.
Chris Scopo. You get the Chris Scopo Award for the day for ruining the flow. We were ready to not talk about it.
There had to be an argument. And
no.
Now we're done, and now it's over.
It would be like podcasting on September 12th and be like, it's dusty out.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. And you can't even say that because it's kind of fucking mentioning
okay, it. If we did three podcasts a week during 9/11 times, I would tell you right now, after about a week, I'd be like, guys, we need to move on.
Sure.
We need to fucking move on.
Yeah. America needs us.
Especially because it's like you can't even make fun of it now. So they've weaponized us against each other. So now when you fucking start to like have any questions, make any jokes, you know, I made a joke. I was like, I got shows in South Beach, which is so obviously a joke because everyone, they're all the kids in South Beach. And people are tweeting at the mayor. People are tweeting at the mayor, be like, you need to shut this. I'm like, dude, are you fucking retarded?
First the virus, now a rapist doing comedy? Mayor, do something.
It's like the mayor in Jaws.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you right now, I can't sit here and live in this world. So anytime I mention the C word after today, there was a T word ban on the show for a while. No talking, the fucking president. We don't talk about him. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about politics.
I get that.
Now I have to enact an emergency
C word.
No C word. Exactly.
No C word.
No C words on the show.
I'm just trying to be clear, Louis, because you said after today or right now. We're done talking about it. It's over.
We got 1 minute. Go.
No,
it's okay. No. You got to get it out. This
fine.
Is a big platform.
We're locked down by Monday. I'm positive of
you
it.
You think
California
so?
Already locked down. We always follow what they do. That's what the governor said.
It's bullshit. The governor did not say that.
That's the other governor.
He said none of that.
Does my mic work?
Yes, he did.
We said no C words on the show. We did not mean cunts, Bobby. What is wrong with you? We meant no,
Wouldn't it be great if Nicole Arbor got it? Then full circle.
doggy. If Nick, look, if I can't wish that upon her, but if she got it, does she have underlying health issues?
Mental, yes.
All right, no, I kid. No, I wish her the best of health. It's sort of an illusion.
What's an illusion?
The whole thing.
This.
Is that cocaine? Let's do it.
Whoa!
Oh, no. Are you ready?
Lewis is now a magician in the pandemic.
Are you ready? I am the mind free. There's no reality.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a natural progression.
We're going to sit here and talk about this all fucking day and all week and
no,
all night.
A
no,
minute,
boring.
Fine.
Boo.
Fair enough.
Nobody cares anymore. Nobody gives a shit anymore. Lockdown, right. Entire state of California now under shelter in place order. Can I explain to you something though?
Sure.
Then you look into it and it's not a fucking real, it's not a real thing. They're not enforcing it with cops. What they're doing is they're testing the waters to see if we accept.
Yep.
Now, and we're pushing it on each other.
Wouldn't you say this is the beginning of that though? Everything happened
yeah,
so quickly.
But I'm just
so
saying you can't say the California's locked down because you can go out and get milk right now in California. You could board a flight. I have a friend who boarded a flight in California today.
Yeah? Where are they going?
New York. They're coming. They're bringing a disease.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Out of the wok. Chinese guy. So, yeah. It's happening. There's no fucking... That's an illusion. And they want to... They've convinced us to fucking go against each other. It's sort of crazy. Drew Michaels coming at me.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. That's
Drew Michaels coming right the fuck at me. Did I ever trash Drew Michael? I feel like I never trashed him.
No, but he did his special in quarantine.
I know he did. Listen to me. I don't know what happened. Maybe I trashed a special. I don't know. I thought Dave was trashing a special, and then I opted out of the
You mean
trashing.
After you trashed a special like a day or two ago? Before that, you mean?
Yeah. He okay. was
When it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it came out. Everyone trashed a special behind his back. It was a widely known... This is the worst thing that's ever happened to comedy.
It like, was the have you seen this shit of
yeah,
the moment.
Exactly.
Was it before Nanette?
Yeah, but yeah. it's so much worse yeah. than Annette. Oh my God. Like people shit on Annette or Brendan Schaub's special. At least those were attempts at comedy. This shit was like fucking avant-garde, fucking spoken word, fucking yo, like to the camera horse shit. I don't know what the fuck it was, okay? I don't believe that I trashed it. I don't believe that I trashed it at the time.
I don't think you did. I think you said it. I think you let Dave do the heavy lifting.
Yeah,
on that
because
one.
Dave didn't like it. They had a fucking beef. And I was like, you know what? I like this guy. I've always been friendly with him. He's always been somewhat cool. And I've seen him do well in comedy clubs. So when he has an audience, it sort of makes sense. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to not. But I guess he like.
You let Dave do this. You let it be wigger on wigger violence.
Yeah. He said something like. Yeah, here we go. See, here's what happened. Click on what I tweeted that he quote tweeted.
Did he sort of start it?
Yeah. So click. Yeah. Go. No, click on his. Yeah. So I tweeted, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but how can anyone be okay with the government telling people, can you blow it up a little bit because I can barely read it? Yeah. But how can anyone be okay with the government telling people they can't leave their homes or open their businesses? There's a way to, quote unquote, flatten the curve without giving up our basic freedoms. We're giving our very corrupt government too much power. Now, look, I'm high as fuck. I'm sitting in my house. It's like when I'm at an airport, I start tweeting crazy shit. So this is what's happening with me. I'm in a very bored state right now. So if you catch me on Twitter for the next couple weeks, you're going to hear some fucking crazy shit from me.
Yeah.
But I think that is probably the least crazy thing that I've said since this whole shit blew up.
Well, you said too, anybody who's taking health advice from you deserves to die.
Yes. 100% like, the truth.
If anyone's going to you for Bullshit anything Jalaka. Like that, fucking they deserve,
if
they should be dead.
If you come to me for comedy, you should be dead. What is wrong with you? Why are you coming to me for anything, you idiots?
Yeah, I mean.
I've barely been able to pitter-patter my way through life. I have no idea. If you're trying
Hey, Lewis, could you tag this joke for me? Have you tried screaming the N-word and swinging at a waitress?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now. You should not be coming to me for fucking advice on the. I try to do somewhat of an entertaining show, but I do think that I. This is not what I'm saying. Is what a lot of people think and what a lot of people are saying, and people are being shamed into not even having that thought. And look, Don't fucking kill people's thoughts on the baseline level. Let people fucking think and question things and come to conclusions, and everyone should be having conversations.
Yeah.
You can't point your fucking finger at somebody and go, you have a fucking dangerous way of thinking. You're trying to hurt people. And it's this, you cast this fucking shadow over them. It's like when people call somebody a Nazi, or I compared it to this the other day, when a woman says you're being aggressive in a conversation, then you're like, well, I guess I can't fucking be aggressive now because she labeled me that, and you sort of, they pigeonhole you in that position. So he fucking...
That's how he gets
you. I know, you fucking bitches. God damn it. So yeah, I wrote that, and then he quoted it, and he goes, here it is, the worst take. So then I quoted him, and I said, here it is, the worst comedian with the worst HBO special in years. Who been holding that in for a couple years.
Yeah, it was a genuine LOL when I read that one.
Of course. Yeah. Everyone did. I've been getting phone calls ever since from real comedians that are like, nah, dude, yeah, fuck that guy.
Oh my
that
God.
Guy sucks his own fucking dick. And then I can't even sit here and fucking go back and forth. He writes this long, like literally he has to write it out on another page and screenshot it to send it to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, cocksucker, there's 280 characters, okay? 280 characters, we're having a conversation, 280 characters, 280 characters. 280 characters, 280 characters. You don't get to fucking just write paragraphs.
Yeah,
I have to read
cheating.
Your fucking novel every time I want to argue with you and call you a faggot. Cool. That's all I'm trying. Whoa, what is that?
That's too much.
When you do that
what
on
the fuck is that?
When you do that on Twitter too, like either way, what this is an argument between you two, and he lost the argument right when he did that. Because it's like Drake when he fucking lost the battle to fucking Pusher T. He did that the day after. He was like, I don't know. I'm just saying that some things are off limits.
It's a diary entry at that point.
When you do all that, you lost.
It was just so much. It was so much. And I don't know. I don't know what the fuck
is.
Is
this a fucking dissertation? He's sending
too much. It's too much tech.
He doesn't know what the answer is either.
I also think he's a very funny comedian, but it's special. He took a chance, and yeah.
Yeah, he fucking missed.
That's okay.
Fucking airball.
Took a shot.
Airball. Nobody was there to see it. Doesn't matter. You know, Drew is a funny comedian. I won't say that Drew's not a funny comic. I've watched him kill in clubs, and I've watched him do fucking jokes where he does well. The problem is he's a fucking cunt. He's a cunt. Don't quote tweet me and fucking say that I'm. What you're doing is you're virtue signaling. Yeah. On my Zach.
Behalf?
It's obviously pandering. It's so obviously pandering.
Yeah, so...
I think he could legitimately think that Lewis is a fucking retard. I don't think he's... Like, he could feel that way.
Yeah,
I
but when you quote tweet me and say that, then the fucking gloves are off.
Absolutely.
And I'm not in an intellectual conversation with you, Drew. I'm not trying to... you're not hurting my feelings by you going like, oh, well, you know what, dude? You know what I'm talking about. I was like, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Neither do you, faggot. You don't know what you're talking about, Drew. You don't know. You're just another fucking comedian. He's like, oh no, this is what he said. He was like, that's why you did a whole about a special. He's like, that's why you did a whole podcast about it, and then you, you called me a liar for my disability, or you claimed I don't have a real
herpes
disability.
Herpes is a disability?
No, he's deaf. I think.
Oh,
I would also argue that special's so bad that it's actually great.
It like turned a corner.
Yeah,
came back
it's
around.
So bad.
It passed
it's great.
Go and collected $200.
I think so. Bad
yeah.
Again.
And I wouldn't say that if we weren't in a pandemic right now, but like you should be honest now. Why not be honest with how you feel? You know,
you can't get canceled. Or your gigs are canceled already.
I mean, whatever.
That is true. Cole, what is it? By the way, Ari's the only person who made out in this. Like Ari Shaffir. Yeah. Nobody cares about Ari saying anything about Kobe anymore.
No.
Oh yeah.
That's one thing. If you're sensitive at this point, it's like, come on, man, get a life.
Hold on, I'm gonna unpack my little shatterizer and soak in a little bit of this fucking shatter. So I had no beef with this guy, and then he fucking called me out. So now I have to go back and forth with him and fucking make fun of him and make fun of his disability.
Well,
thanks for making me do that, Drew.
Wait, what did you say?
Well, then I was like, if you're because he said I said that he faked his disability.
What?
I guess he said that on a podcast. I said he faked.
Wait, he said what?
Oh, I got it. There we go.
Thank you.
That was good. I like
it. It's one thing to disagree with somebody, and it's entirely.
Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay?
Good joke right there.
Can you turn it
up? Disagreeing with you is one thing, but going, hey, everybody, Lewis is the worst. Like, look how much better I am.
He could have replied to you personally or DM'd you.
I had way worse takes about this that day, earlier that day. He said, that's the worst take. I was like, what are you talking about? I have worse takes than this. I was talking to Shane Gillis about this, and he was like, yeah, that wasn't your worst take. He was like, I scrolled down two things down, and it was a quote where it said, if you're scared of the coronavirus, you're a gay bitch. Louis J. Gomez. I mean,
do your research.
I mean, just the questioning whether or not the government should have too much fucking power and questioning whether or not this is the best way to handle it. At the very least, it's a healthy conversation. Mm-hmm. Dude, they're destroying businesses. My son's mother, her entire household is out of work. Like, everybody no longer has a job. That's crazy. I don't sit here and brag about how much money I've lost. If I explained to you guys how much money that I've lost in this year, it would blow your fucking minds, okay? It's not about me. I know there are people that have it worse, and there are people that have it better. The reality is, wherever you go, there you are. We're all fucking here. I didn't get where I'm at because, you know, some outside influence was going to hold me back. It is what it is. We all have to pivot. We all have to adjust, but we should be teaching people to pivot and to adjust, not to lie down, not to go, whatever you say, you know, I'll just lie here in my apartment. I won't go to work. I won't dream. I won't do anything. That is a psychotic thing. Okay. We came up with fucking, you know, cancer treatments and cures for diseases because some little fucking kid, when he was 6 years old, went to the fucking mall and bought a fucking chemistry set. And they fucking were passionate. And
was that little kid you?
That was me. I cured cancer. No, we didn't. I did buy a chemistry set when I was a little kid.
Started selling acid to fucking 12-year-olds.
Crack in it.
So we're no longer talking about it. This is it.
Okay.
That's it.
Boom. That was a nice little convo about it, though.
Right?
I think you got to acknowledge it. But yeah, okay. What do you want to talk about?
I'll say, Drew Michael, I got no problem with you. I got no issues with you, okay? I know he can't hear this, but if somebody could tap the Morse code, what I'm saying to him, onto a table.
If you have to respond again and you don't do it in sign language.
Yes.
And by the way, make up the sign language and just have...
Yeah, why not?
Can you do it like Love Actually so he can read it like that?
Chrissy, would you like some vaporizer?
Yeah, isn't smoking not good because it's lung, whatever.
Or they just mean sharing.
Yeah, also sharing. Putting your mouth on.
I don't
on.
Have it. I feel great.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't have
you
it.
You could have it. See, we're talking about it again.
I don't know where the hole
no!
is.
Stop. No more.
I'm just saying.
I don't know where to put my mouth, though.
Yeah, you do, Chrissy. Say that one more time and a little more slowly.
I don't know where to put my mouth.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Hey, Bobby, can we get some sexy music while Chrissy smokes and really should get a close-up
for real,
on her?
Though, this
hold
is
on. I'll show you.
What is this, a piccolo? It's fucking...
That was a pretty good joke. So you press the button, and then you, I would say, pull at 50%.
Yeah, about halfway. About halfway through is when you inhale the virus.
There we go. Yeah, really get close up, Bobby.
Yeah,
get
really make
get
it
up
count.
On her lips.
This thing's not working.
Like a genie.
Why did you sound like Kermit
like
the Frog?
Pop out.
Deborah.
There we go. Yeah, Chrissy. There she is. Slowly, Chrissy. Do it sexy. Smoke sexy for us. Our fucking fans are simps. There she is. Put your lips around it, Chrissy. Stop fucking coughing like a patient.
And when you cough into your arm, you dirty whore.
The new machine.
Fucking pandemic. I know we're not allowed to talk about it.
Fine.
Coughing all over the fucking place.
I feel fine.
What the fuck?
This is a new machine.
It's a new machine.
Wait, let me try it again.
One more time. Yeah,
I can do it,
sexy.
I can do it, I can do it.
All right, yeah. Now smash your tits together. Yes.
Wow.
I can do it with just my...
Our fans are simps, I will say that. Chrissy, pull it nice and hard. There we go. That is the size of every fan's dick. All right, thanks. Bobby, thanks for also picking, like, this is not sexy music. What did you just,
like,
how'd you get this?
Orthodontist music.
No, it's that's a song. That's like, it's a instrumental version of something, right?
In and out
of
with
love
you,
with you.
It just wasn't sexy. It wasn't a sexy
I just Googled one. Sexy music and played the first thing.
Really? Like, put on John Legend, Michael Bublé.
I feel sicker every time you cough, by the way.
Oh, really, relax. I'm fine.
Just telling you how I feel.
I just am not an avid weed smoker.
So, Chrissy, there was a video by celebrities that came out yesterday, and it sort of broke the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of celebrities. You could play a little bit of it, singing Imagine All the People by John Lennon, and it was by Gal Gadot.
It was so comforting.
Twitter page, Best of Gal, I scrolled through every photo of Best of Gal. Not one nip slip, not one upskirt shot, nothing.
Sounds like the worst of Gal.
I know. Sounds like a pretty goddamn
just
average.
Just her thoughts and shit.
Beautiful woman.
She's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's nobody who click on a page called Thoughts of a Gal.
Yeah.
What? So what was the point of this? She reached out to a bunch of her celebrity friends.
Much like Drew Michael, she took a chance. It didn't work. And it's so bad that it's great.
It's so bad. I watched the whole thing, though. I will say it sort of it put me in a trance.
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby, do you have the Gal Gadot?
I was trying to figure out.
I'm working on it. Hold on a second.
It took me a while to realize that the girl singing in the bathroom was Sia. The girl. She doesn't often show her face, and I finally understand why.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah.
She always wears
the wig to hear.
Oh, she wears like
the wig and
the Andy Warhol
face.
Wig.
Yeah.
I got one on the board. Bobby, you know we keep score now, right? And at the end of the show, we give away one packet of your Kratom to the winner.
I did not know that.
Well, get with your fucking program.
Well, it's Lewis won and me won, Bobby.
Yeah, we got 1 point each. Thank you. And play sexy music again for no reason. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Gal Gadot's video.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Gal Gadot's video. I'm such a good producer, host. Bobby, edit all that. Make it all smooth. Very good. This is what happens on TV, by the way. Mm-hmm. Okay, you think fucking Bob Barker comes out and he's like, welcome to the price. That's like a fucking 100 takes, dude.
I get it.
I do this shit fucking all the time. It's very impressive comparatively to
Bob Barker.
We should get a wheel to spin.
Why don't we do a game show on Gas Digital? Now that everyone has to be home, we should do our own fucking game show where people could call in and win prizes and fucking.
The gas is right.
Yes.
It's not bad.
I like it.
That's cool. We can give out a free subscription.
No, we need the money. Right now, we need the dollars.
And we don't give any prizes.
Do we have the Gal Gadot video yet?
Yes.
There we go. Pull it up. Let's see. I'll pause it for a second before you even go.
Great skin.
Look how happy she is right here. Like, damn. She's ready to just unleash this onto the world.
Damn, doggy. She's fucking hot.
Did her eyes get further apart?
Is she? Yeah, Chris, you're right. Her eyes are far apart.
I'm being salty.
Okay, you can't be fucking salty. You got to relax, Chrissy. You do not want us to fucking go to the Chrissy Mayer fucking cam when Gal Gadot's on screen.
Let's not need
to fucking wait till one of these other bitches are up. So, all right, so go. Let's see some of it.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Dean Edwards.
Imagine all
Mark
DeMeo. The people.
Yeah, Mark
DeMeo. Living for today.
Any comic in Brooklyn?
She's a comedian.
Imagine there's no countries.
All right, now pause it now.
Who is that guy?
Now, I don't know.
My entire body, all the hairs are standing up.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Is it sort of like Boomer Girl? Like, okay, Boomer Girl, people either, it's like, or they either hate her or love her. Like, you either see it as charming and like, oh, she's adorable. Like, I see, okay, Boomer Girl, I'm like, I want to marry you, little girl. Come here. Come be my fucking niece. Mm-hmm. But, oh, shit.
You would marry your niece?
I would marry her. If okay, Boomer Girl were my niece, I would definitely 100% have her sit on my lap every holiday season. Without a doubt.
Ew.
Without a doubt. So do some people see that? I think some people see that and they're touched and they go like, wow, this is so sweet. And then other people see it and they have a visceral like, oh my God, this is the cringiest thing I've ever seen or heard.
It's like
in my
chewing on tinfoil.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think just the way it makes your entire body, like it makes your skin want to leave, like your body leave your skin.
Yeah. It's kind of like the, do you see, what was it? What was the dress, the different colors?
It's like blue, green and blue.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, I think like maybe like aunts and moms maybe like it a little bit, but the overwhelming majority of the world hates this.
You know,
video.
Like when two big pieces of styrofoam rub together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the feeling.
That sound doesn't bother me. That sound is, but the sound of like polyester, oh my God. Oh, gives me chills.
Well, now we know what Lewis's mother was wearing when she beat him.
You're really hurting me emotionally.
It's also like this shit is like the death of celebrity to a certain point. Like now, like they don't have anybody like telling them what to do and shit. Yeah. And like you see who these people
they got their cell phones. They're like, what is this?
And it's just it's
it. And it goes on.
They're just like us.
It's fucking. It is so cringy. It's really brutal. It really hurts me inside to watch it. And a lot of people felt that way. Chrissy Mayer hits me up and she's like, I have this idea. She was like, I wanna do our own, I wanna parody this. And I wanna do Kung Fu Fighting and I have a bunch of comedians do it. And I was like, oh, that's a funny idea. You can pull up Chrissy's video, and it was a funny idea and it was executed well. My problem, Chrissy, can I tell my problem?
Yes.
Is
you had better hayas at other points in your video?
No, I feel like I should not be the git in your video.
The barrier of entry.
I feel, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I really tried and I wanted to get it out before like Bert Kreischer and company got theirs out.
So. I know. Well, I'll tell you, there's a whole story that happened behind your back.
Oh, shit.
A whole to-do happened behind your back in the midst of all of this. It's so, it's such a funny, like,
oh, no.
undoing of what happened. All right, so Chrissy puts out the video. And Chrissy put it, it was funny. It is still a little cringy when I think about it.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. So, you got to pull up some of Chrissy's video.
I got who I could get. I tried.
I know. I'm just saying, me and Corinne and Kumia were the big fucking stars of this video.
Hey, and fucking...
I want to kill myself.
What's his face is in there? Sam Tripoli's in there.
Mike, oh, yeah, Tripoli.
Mike Boschetti was busy.
Was Kung Fu Fighting. Is cringy.
Yeah, but it's fun. It was good. It wasn't terrible. It's supposed to be cringy. It's making fun of something that's cringy. So
yeah, everybody was kung fu fighting.
Those kids were fast as lightning.
Larry's really in his crotch.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
But they fought it with expert timing.
All right, pause this.
You guys are like, hey, I'll take that shitty video.
I'll make it shitty
yeah. and racist.
Yeah. Take how that, Calcato.
Well, I mean, people say Kung Flu is racist.
Really?
Have you been saying it? No, not me.
Okay.
Hey, I was just kidding, man. Your video's okay. Great.
Chrissy, I just don't understand how it's racist.
We got to stick together.
Chrissy.
Well, it's Kung Flu.
I think Chrissy's getting offended now that I'm trashing you. I'm part of the video. I'm part of it. So I'm willing to sit there and go, yeah, I stink. it's completely fine.
It really made me laugh.
Thank you.
It really made me laugh.
It made me laugh, too. I thought it was stupid and cringy. And it was... Then other people...
Sure, did I say, I can't believe she reached out to Rich Carucci and not me?
Oh, no!
The steamroller of comedy got a fucking line.
Oh,
and
my God.
And your boy Zach wasn't on the fucking docket.
I wish I hit you up.
I just felt like there could have been we can go in there. I mean, keep on going. You can see the...
I think it's because I panicked, and I was like, at one point, I was like, okay, I just got to reach out to whoever, because I needed it to be
done. Yeah, she needed people, and the... I'm just saying we could have gotten a higher caliber of person.
Oh, of course. That would have been great.
I know. This happens. And I go, I was like, all right. But for me, I'm like, all right, whatever. I think it's a funny idea. Mm-hmm. Who gives a shit? Even at the time, I was like, it's going to kind of be stupid, but who gives a shit? It's kind of funny. And I like the Chrissy did it. So then Jordan and Brett Rabel, they do one. Other people have done other ones. Somebody else did a really funny one where they just put their mouth over all the celebrities and sang Hey Now We're an All Star. It came out great. But at that point, it became a thing where people are going to start parodying this. But Chrissy, to her credit, was the first person to, I think, execute it and get it out.
Thank you.
Now, in the midst of all of this, I get a fucking group text message from Big J, Ari, Justin Silver, Shane, Soder, Mark Norman. There's like a fucking...
I reached out to a lot of these people.
Yeah, they all took your fucking idea. They didn't give a shit. Dude, they... let me fucking find this because this is so funny to me, okay? So they reach out and they have this idea and they're like, we want to do Down with the Sickness. We're gonna parody it, Down with the Sickness. So then I respond and I'm just like, guys, Chrissy's already doing this with Kung Fu Fighting. I was like, to be honest with you, I was like, you know, there's no way.
Awesome.
Also, you guys are all fucking rich comedians at this point who like have agents and fucking teams and they don't have to fucking edit. None of them are going to like sit there and take it. They're like hitting up me.
It's so much
and being
work.
Like, you get Gas Digital to do the editing. I'm like, guys.
It's so much work.
I was like, you're going to die. If this is the way that comedy is now, I was like, they're all dead. Because they don't understand the fucking work that it takes to do shit. And guys like Jordan Rabel, these guys are all putting it out. You put it out. Like, the younger generation of comedians are going to fucking execute quick. And they're used to having to do that for themselves. Ari hasn't fucking had to do anything for himself. Of course, Ari doesn't fucking need an iPhone. Because he's got three fucking agents with fucking 8 iPhones each.
Wow. Well, two okay? now, but
so they
Kobe was one of his agents.
So they so then they're like, yeah, we don't care, we're gonna have a bigger group, we'll be the known group of comedians that do it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, guys, I was like, this is gonna, you know, it's not gonna work. I was like, so just so you know, I was like, if you don't have it out in
today,
like an hour,
yeah,
it's passed. And then they started coming out, and people started on the text thread being like, oh, shit, this one came out, this one came out. And then after yours came out, I hit them up, and I was like, guys, to be honest with you, now that I'm even looking at it, I was like, I'm embarrassed to be a part of any of these ideas. I was like, just take it from me. Trust me. Don't put out a video.
Theirs would have been great. They would have been really good.
So
I died so you can live.
Yes. Yes. So then they all agree. They're like, all right, Louis, you're right. This thing's fine. But then Shane had the best idea, which was you got to pull up Shane's.
I got it.
So Shane, by the way, Shane called me. He preemptively was like, yeah, this stinks. I'm not doing it. He was like, but what I'm going to, this is the idea that I want to do. It's like, I'm going to tell everyone to sing the full song without stopping. He was like, but then we're just going to take whichever the worst ones are and release the full version of a cappella.
Sing it down in
sickness. So you put out Josh Adam Myers.
That's great.
Just his.
That is so funny. That's a great idea.
Dude, watch how serious Josh Adam Myers takes this.
Aww. The dog's like, start already. How great would it be if the dog could be like, arr, arr.
And you know, in his head, he's like, oh, people are going to be so excited when they cut to me and I have a dog.
Oh my God. That is fucking funny.
Can I also note something? He put on eyeliner for this.
Drowning deep in your sea of loathing.
This is a fucking funny idea.
It's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I should release everybody's full videos too.
One side is slowly changing in me. When you give it to me, look at my own reflection. When suddenly it changes,
it just goes on for 3 minutes.
And the camera angle's the same.
The dog's embarrassed.
No, the dog gives up at one point. You see the dog puts his head down like in shame. You'll see it happen. Dude, it's so hilarious. Justin Silver has one that they're going to put out. It's just like shirtless, just, you know, he's the worst. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. Thanks, Bobby. Thank you for the Shannon cam as well. That was actually the Alex cam. Did you notice that? Pull it back to the Alex cam with her little titties.
Finish it up a little bit.
I miss Shannon.
What's going on? Is Shannon dead now? Is she sick still?
She seemed fine yesterday.
Is Shannon sick?
No, she's not sick. I just didn't think it was good for her to take the long trip for just the show.
Well, what's nice too, I know we're meeting we're 5 people, so we're following the rules.
We're less than 10.
What are the rules?
But I got enough tits for like 2 women, actually. So
actually, Cuomo just mandatory 100% work staff stay home.
Uh-oh. We got finished.
Right now. Well, we're already here, so.
Mandatory that
work staff stay
home. All work staff stay home.
But what does that mean? So, Bobby, you have to stay home?
That's what I don't know.
By the way, some bars and restaurants have opened up.
Good for them.
And there's like, yeah.
Fuck it, do
it. All right, and the problem is there's no like law in place. There's no like ticket for that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's going to take a little bit for it to actually come into place.
If Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks get to stay open and Sephora, like, why not?
So, wait a minute. So that means Dunkin' Donuts is no longer open?
I went there this morning.
It just came out like less than an hour ago, so I'm looking for the news.
Go to a fucking deli.
Supermarkets have to stay open, but that's it.
Like pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
Means they're going to throw away all the donuts and bagels. So if you hang outside of Dunkin' Donuts at like 5, 6 o'clock, guess what?
Chrissy's
jackpot.
Awesome. I love Chrissy.
Yeah.
Now's
also,
the time.
Just going back to Kung Flu fighting for a second, because I want to talk about this. Just because something's mildly racist doesn't make it not funny.
There's a difference between racial and racist. And I think
but
a
lot of liberals. Just because something's a little racist doesn't make it not funny. And you're allowed to be a little racist. Like, is Kung Flu racist?
I mean, people. If I came up with the term, that's one thing. But everyone had been saying it for weeks.
Oh, no, yeah.
He's not accusing you of being racist.
I'm not accusing you of being racist. I'm wondering if the term is or not.
No, I think it's what's going on right now. I'm telling you right now.
We're not allowed
to talk
about this.
I'm very good about pointing things out. Sure. Chrissy's a little bit self-conscious about her cringy video, and she's wearing it. It's fine. Chrissy, I'm featured. I'm the only one who does a fucking choreographed move.
I wish I could play your whole fucking thing. You sent
Louis
me so
Kiad.
Many. Your guys, you sent me like 10 of those.
Send it to Bobby right now. I'll fucking play the whole video.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
Bobby,
I stink.
What's your email?
I deserve to be shamed for that.
Mm-hmm. I'll write it down for you. Hold on.
I deserve to be shamed for that.
Don't. No, it was enthusiastic. But
you take a chance. It's fine. You're like Drew Michael. Yeah.
And you were the first person to send me their video, which I really appreciated.
I liked it.
I like when people connect fast.
I had no pants on, though. Went down. It was just my fucking. People are really simping. My fans are, and I got accused of being a simp myself. And that's fine. I am a little bit of a simp for OK Boomer Girl.
A what? But, a simpleton?
A simp.
What is a simp?
A simp is a guy who like fucking puts fucking whores on pedestals for no reason. Okay. Just for being hot chicks, right?
Someone's got to.
I mean, we're all fucking simps. And I simp a little bit for OK Boomer Girl. Can you pull up?
She's cute. I totally get retarded. It. She hits the perfect Britney Spears vibe of when like that was the sexual, because it reminds you of your sexuality when you were in high school, because she's got like the little thighs hanging out, little midriff. It like takes people back to a simpler time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You can start using all these.
She could sell fucking toothpaste. You know what I mean? But every dude watching this is like, I want to fucking finger blast her.
We can also start using these Bernie t-shirts as disinfectant rags.
Dude, I would let her, I mean.
How old
she's
is she?
Like a babysitter, you know what I mean? That you want to fuck.
There's really no answer on this
We
question.
Don't know how old she
we
is.
We don't know how old she
or
is.
Or as Lewis calls them, babysitters.
Oh, these are her other videos, by the way.
We don't well, really look like God. A child.
Shut up.
Yeah, she looks like in her 20s there.
We don't really have or want an answer to how old she is.
No.
No, why take away the magic?
Don't
She's
ruin
great.
It.
Dude.
You don't got to put a number on that.
She's also retarded. We've heard her talk at this point. She's borderline retarded.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but I'm okay.
In this economy,
I'm okay with it. I got no issue.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday show, by the way, we're going to be, let's get some plugs out of the way in a second. But Monday show, we're going to do part two of the 48 Laws of White Power. So if you guys, we need to start filling out content not related to this thingamajigger that's happening. Thingamajigger that's happening. I keep on blowing really hard. I'm going to blow my fucking shatter all over the fucking room. Where's my vape pen? There's Harrington.
It's balanced on your thing.
Thank God Harrington's here. Fuck you, coronavirus. $20, goddammit. By the way, whatever I'm donating to now is the stands. Waitress,
yes.
GoFundMe.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I just donated to that too.
Anytime I say those word or that word, I have to donate $20 to the stands waitress. I have a problem. They asked me to share it, and I was like, guys, I don't know if I could, in good faith, share a GoFundMe for a bunch of hot waitresses. I just can't.
I mean, I assume they're supplementing it with camming. That's
there's
what
just
you should
other
do.
Thing. There's other. I'm sure there's other people that are out there. That are legitimately fucking, you know, and I'm not saying that the waitresses at the stand aren't legitimately in need. They are, but my son's mother's a waitress. I just fucking, I haven't created a GoFundMe for her because, to be honest with you, I think it's not, the same way I said that I don't think the government should give everyone $1,000 each, I don't think it's doing anything to hand anybody anything. It's your job to pivot right now. That's it, simply that, right? And I've taken fucking massive hits, massive financial hits, but it's our job to learn and to understand of, you know, these types of things that out of nowhere, and a month ago, nobody saw anything like this happening.
And what you're saying is these hot 24-year-old girls are going to be fine. It's the Mexican barbacks.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Yeah. And I'm not
fucked.
I'm not saying I'm going to go donate now. I'll go donate, and we'll even share it on the show. I just feel like I didn't feel right tweeting it out. You know what I'm saying? It was just because I don't know.
Promoting it on the show's better than tweeting it.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to donate to the waitress, the waitress.
I can't promote your charity. I'm calling a deaf guy a faggot right now. It's called priorities.
It's not even so much this point on this talk about it on the show. At least I can give you context as to why I'm not. I've had friends that have had like, you know, personal issues and they're like, oh, can you share this? And I was like, I can't really do that. It becomes a thing where I have to prioritize when I'm doing that on social media, and it has less value. If I start sharing every GoFundMe for everybody that can't pay their rent or has some, you know, it has to be sort of be reserved for people that are fucking sick. You know, if I have a fan who's, you know, their kid is, you know, sick, I share that. That's like, I don't know, I just have a sort of standard where I'm going to share it, you know, and, you know, that's that. So, but a lot of people also work in the service industry and they feel like, fuck, dude, you know, I've been there before. And so I'll share it. We'll put it in the notes for this episode, the GoFundMe for the stand and those girls. Because they're great and I'm friends with all of them, but I just, it just was a little weird on social media for me to share. So yeah, let's get plugs. Let's get, did Harrington put coffee on?
Yes, he's making.
Oh, thank God, I need coffee.
Me too.
I just went in there and I fucking threw things around and I didn't even make the coffee. I was going to make it and then I just got frustrated and I started fucking slamming things and I left.
What made you mad?
No coffee.
Oh.
This thingamajigger that's going on.
Yeah.
Which I want Joe Biden to call that. That's like a, what he should call the pandemic. This thingamajigger that's
$20 to the Sands waitresses. You have to put it in.
I think
I said pandemic.
That's
one
of the
men
words.
Should use
well,
this
I gave
time.
Them 25, so fucking that's what they're getting.
Fuck yeah.
I think this is a really good time for men to stay home and like realize, like try to figure out to do shit like hang up shelves and like unclog a drain, like put a bed to, like learn to do some man shit. I feel like that's gonna pay off like quadruple when you get back in the dating world. Like if you meet
I'm in the dating world. Nobody's swiping right
can
now.
You
so
hang up
I'm
a shelf?
Like, I'm getting fucking
yeah.
No. All right, real quick.
But
plugs.
He can pay Harrington 20 cents on the dollar from TaskRabbit to do it for.
Harrington's my TaskRabbit.
Plugs.
That's true.
In addition to being in Maine, grab my debut comedy album, Funnymatic, that came out today. It's number 3 on iTunes right now, and I guarantee if anybody from this fucking podcast listening fan base, we can get it to number 1 today.
We can definitely get to number 1 today. Today's the fucking day, motherfuckers.
Please, you know, download it, add it, do whatever, but if you could buy it on iTunes, I'd like for it to be fucking number 1.
Guys, for real, those waitresses can eat next week. Tom's album, number 1.
Fuck those hoes, man. Let's do it.
Zach, you're afraid? You're afraid, you little bitch?
Oh, no, I just don't like Shatter.
Chrissy,
I'm
what do you
good.
Got to plug?
Oh,
Can I, if I can disinfect it, I'll hit that Shatter.
What are you going to disinfect it with?
I'm get like fucking the Purell.
I'll stick it in my puss.
You're going to put Purell on my fucking vaporizer?
I have a fucking
Ew.
Tissue.
No.
I'll put the Purell on
or
the tissue.
Or you're just stop being a pussy.
Stop being a little bitch, dude.
I'll just not hit it then. That's fine too. I'm just saying, that's my stipulation. I'd like to hit the Shatter, but I'd also like to
disinfect
fucking.
Disinfect it, you little bitch.
Yeah, put it, wipe it down with a Clorox wipe.
Fucking Drew Michael over here. Go ahead.
I guess I'm a dirty bitch who
you
just
are
doesn't
dirty bitch.
Care.
Chrissy, you dirty little hoe. What if that kills you?
What, being dirty?
No, just fucking sharing a bowl with me.
It won't.
You're right.
I feel like this is all mental.
Right?
It's all mental. If you want to get it, you're going to fucking
so
get it.
Chrissy's so smart.
It's all like fucking lined
Chrissy,
up with the
universe. Chrissy, the fans
want to
know when you're going to do OnlyFans. This is where this all came from. And
well, I've been thinking about it. And I did join TikTok. So I'm going to be busting out all my mini skirts. And that's what I'll be doing during quarantine, making fucking horny TikToks.
Like
and
it.
Yeah, follow me on like the obvious, you know, Instagram, Facebook, even though it's dying, Twitter, some Snapchat at Chrissy Mayer. I also have a Patreon that I'm going to be putting more semi-nudes on in this time of struggle.
Are you doing semi-nudes?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get into it.
Let me see. Let me see the type of nudes.
No.
Chrissy, relax.
That'll
We're friends. I'm gay. I'm a doctor. I'm a gay doctor.
You're a doctor.
Dr. Gay. Hey.
So that, and then check out the Chrissy Mayer podcast. I didn't release any episodes yet this week because I'm trying to like sparse them out, but I'm going to release one today. Those are all on YouTube and then Libsyn, all the
Give
other
it now. You're not
podcasting.
Using it now. No, you're not allowed to use
and
it.
And then the Wet Spot on Compound Go. Media. We're still going as of right now, but if we have to move to Anthony's house, I'll probably do a show from there. But I've got other content and shit and like episodes on YouTube and...
Does that mean we're going to have to do the podcast from Ralph's apartment?
Ralph is already trying to find out how we could do it all from home.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No. I'm not doing my podcast from home. Zach's not coming over. I'm not allowing him to come up my stairs.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
This is psychotic.
Yeah.
We're still doing plugs, by the way, Zach.
Thank
yeah.
you. Chrissy's TikTok is the sound of her biological clock.
Bio TikTok.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network. Zach Amigo's Midnight Spook Show every Friday at midnight. I got 3 in the can, so we are not going to go off air no matter what.
What if the world ends?
No, still show. We're still on my show at midnight on Fridays, baby. Tonight we're watching.
It's just a group of people that show up at like a mountainside. And yeah. They have a little radio. Yeah. They tune in. And it's just Zach every midnight on Friday.
Tonight we're watching No Contest starring Shannon Tweed, Andrew Dice Clay, and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Lewis?
Did you get the video?
Yeah, hold on.
My April shows have been canceled. No Sacramento.
Oh, mine too.
It's so funny. That's what plugs are now.
No San Francisco. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Get your refunds. Me and Kurt Metzger, should we go back out on tour? Hopefully after these April dates. We'll see. Maybe Phoenix will happen. Maybe. No, Boston's not happening. Yeah, who knows, guys? Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com.
When are you going to be in Boston?
I don't even know anymore.
It doesn't fucking matter.
No, August. I've been in Boston in August. And then no? Or June?
Yeah, no. You're April? Right. SummerSlam, August.
Yeah. I'm there in August, but I was supposed to be there in April as well. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com. Get my special, I guess. That's a good thing you could do. Subscribe here at the network, Real Ass Podcast. We have over 500 episodes in the on-demand library in the vaults. This show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and many, many more. Best show in the fucking world, baby boys. Go listen to the from the beginning and use the promo code RAP at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Get a 14-day free trial. You have 14 days hunkered down in your apartment. Got your dick in your hand. You're getting bored of beating off the same old porno. Well, guess what? Guess what? We got a lot of shit. A lot of shit to listen to. A lot of shit to watch. GasDigitalNetwork.com is your place to go. Use that promo code RAP. Pre-release, ad-free, uncensored, and more. All right. Yeah, you can play my Kung Fu Fighting. I don't care.
Yeah.
I sent this fucking video.
It was very enthusiastic.
It was.
It's a moment in time, man.
Hey, I would have loved to have had a better cast, but I was like, I gotta get.
You're
it
getting some volume and start from the beginning, guys. Let's come on. Let's get on point with this shit. Obviously.
Hold on, I'm having audio trails over there. Give me a second.
All right. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for a new producer. Bob, well, you're supposed to be the fucking. You're supposed to be the fucking god of Gas Digital. What is going on right now? Shannon doesn't even fuck up like this. Shannon's retarded.
I don't know. The PC2 audio is not working. I'm playing it right here. Hold on.
It's all right.
Should I resend it?
Second. No, I got it.
No, he's got it. He's all good.
Yeah. I was really impressed. Frank edited together the whole fucking thing. Like,
oh, you made your fucking boyfriend do it too?
Well, he's faster than me. We both know it, but. Yeah, because I was talking to Corinne from wherever she is in Mexico, and she's like, if you don't get
this
out. Is that
where she's at? She's in Mexico?
Tulum, I think.
She's in Mexico? She just went to Mexico
for
the whole time.
Anyway,
why did I not do that?
She was like, if you don't get this out in the next hour, it's going to be too late. And she was right.
Yeah, she got it. She was right. All right, go ahead.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Yeah. Those kids were fast.
It's a middle
as
block.
Lightning. Yeah.
High block. These are real moves.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah.
It's a punch.
It's a cock block.
But they fought with expert timing. Yeah.
That was a sort of crane move.
I'm going to edit together just all your hyas.
This is don't stab me in the chest, please. Please, don't.
My dad does.
Please don't stab me in the chest.
All right, that's it.
Nope, there's more.
Just fucking, we're done. Chrissy, thank you.
You good? I was doing that around my apartment all day yesterday. I was just going,
yeah. It was bad.
It's funny.
The whole world is topsy-turvy. This problem now is like comics are like just putting out content to put out content. The amount of Instagram lives
is insane.
But it's very good for your algorithm. It's very good to get followers.
It's also funny, people who actually like it. Like, I was FaceTiming with Foley.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
And he was, like, glowing. He was, like, fat people and, like, people who are lazy and don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
They're happy right now.
Yeah. I'm with you. That's me. I barely got booked at comedy clubs, so this is beautiful.
I mean.
How does it feel for everyone else who's working?
It's
really
nice. I
don't
miss it yet, really.
I can't wait to tidy up my whole apartment. I can't wait to clean it all. I'm going to make a pie. It's going to be fucking great.
We're talking about
it. I think
we're
going to fucking.
I thought we're not supposed to talk about it.
We're not. What are you talking about? We're talking about just lives right now.
Treating ourselves.
Yeah, we're not talking about anything else.
All right, man.
I jerk off a lot.
Yeah. Do you not have anything you're fucking smashing right
now, bro?
In the fucking quarantine? Or you got something going on?
I feel like I don't want to talk about that because I feel like people judge me for fucking...
Desperate times, brother.
Fucking Chinese whores during the quarantine. Are you guys going to judge me for fucking just...
I'm gonna...
you're supporting a small business. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
Everybody needs somebody in these times.
Yeah. I just want to know if I can fucking do my podcast here for Monday. From here on Monday.
Apparently not.
Zach, we have the ability to do it remotely. Like, me and you can come together via VMix. It's all to do.
Should I take a mic or something today then?
Yes.
Just snap one off the table.
No, I mean, do we have like a little Zoom or anything?
Get a mic. You gotta take a mic with you, Harrington. The jokes will not stop for me. I don't fuck around. Do you think I'm gonna stop telling jokes? Do you think I'm gonna stop trying to find the pursuit of the truth?
Humor's not quarantined.
Mm-mm.
Shit.
It's kind of cool that we're doing this because this probably is the last time you're gonna fucking be here for a while.
It's the last podcast in history. We'll get this podcast.
This has a real Titanic going down with the boat feeling.
Dude, the last time I was on the train was on Monday, and a fucking dude was playing like a violin, like real sad.
No.
Yes. It was hilarious.
As a business owner, am I allowed to come into my own podcast studio and record my own podcast?
I think
As I own the lease here, and it is my name on the fucking lease, and it's my table that I fucking spent $10,000 on.
You could probably just live here.
Let the table have its own podcast.
Lewis, I'll be here regardless, so don't worry about it.
Bobby, I think that's illegal to say. Edit that part. But you're goddamn right. We would fire you. We would fire you. We would ruin your life forever if you
Why not? You can just say you're sleeping here. Or say you're quarantined at the studio.
Who the fuck would listen to a podcast live from a table?
They also can't... What is the law? I mean, are they going to fucking...
They can't make you. They can't drag you
up
by your
neck. I'm not talking about it, dude. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, we're just podcasting from attics like Anne Frank.
Yeah. I would listen to Anne Frank's podcast.
they do it. It's called YKWD. Mm-hmm.
Who would her guests be? Would she just be herself all the time, or would she just like sneak in other Jews?
Obviously, it would be Peter and her sister Margot, and Mr. Kraler was the guy who brought them supplies.
That last episode when you hear the footsteps?
Yeah.
Jesus.
No season two.
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's canceled.
I was in The Diary of Anne Frank, the play, when I was in high school.
What did you play?
Mr. Kraler, the guy who brought them supplies.
Well,
did you make Anne Frank sit on your
lap
a bunch?
They wanted me to play one of the Jews, and I refused.
Good thinking.
I was like, no way.
No.
My mother would kill me.
This episode of Anne Frank was brought to you by Kindle.
Wow. Good job, Zach. Circle state.
Zach's on the board. All right, so it's what? It's a 2-1-1?
I thought it was 1-1-1.
Oh, you had one? Didn't somebody have did I have a second rattlesnake?
Might have been me, because I'm so funny.
You reward yourself prematurely.
Yeah, I think your one wasn't really a
Chrissy,
one.
Chrissy, you're -7 for the video you put out. So you're really
I'm
working
trying.
Against.
Chrissy, we're going to drag you out into the street.
Ooh,
and shoot you in the head.
Keep talking.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting so hungry right now, and now I'm nervous that all food
Nothing's
is
open.
Gone.
Did you stock up?
I think I got 2 cans of tuna left.
I didn't really.
Dude, Lewis stocked up and then ate it this week before things closed.
I get crazy sometimes. My problem is I can't. There's no healthy foods to stock up on because you just eat them all in a day. You're so hungry.
Yeah, nuts, tuna, chickpeas, beans.
No, I'm going to go. The thing is the delis in the hood are still open, right? So the bodegas. So they're fine.
Yeah, but buddy, I would get a bunch of shit today if I were you.
Stop being a fucking bitch, dude.
Just telling you, man. Think about how much it's changed in a week.
Thank you. Because you live in Westchester, right?
Yeah.
It's way worse up there.
Yeah, it's way worse up there. They shut down all of New Rochelle.
It's not even that bad.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
Call a pizzeria right now in New Rochelle.
People are still walking their dogs.
Call a pizzeria. I'm going to try to order a pizza in New Rochelle.
The ShopRite is fine.
Let's see.
We're looking all that.
I bet you I could order pizza. If I could order pizza right now in New Rochelle, some fucking Italian guys. Yeah, going on, take dollars.
They didn't even need to close the whole town. It was just a few cases in the north.
Oh, right. That's great. So
just
where you're
few.
Coming from has it.
Well, I'm not from New Rochelle.
No, but you're living there now.
It's nowhere close. Westchester is not just New Rochelle.
See, it's the west part of New Rochelle, you idiot.
It's a whole huge.
I didn't realize
city.
You actually live in New Rochelle.
No, I don't live in New Rochelle.
Look at Tom.
Westchester is not equal New Rochelle.
Is that not? I thought New Rochelle was in Westchester.
That's like saying, oh, like I'm from New York, but you assume Manhattan.
I'm assuming that I'm going to get it from being with you people. So I'm just going to quarantine
people.
After this. I'm done.
What do you mean?
The album's
people?
Out today, baby. I got to promote. What am I going to do?
You call into podcasts, I guess?
I mean, from now on, if I can, but this is it. I'm not going out after this.
You really not?
I'm locking the
Stop.
Fuck down,
Shut
dog.
Up, Tom. You are not.
I'll take a walk outside.
The only thing you might get
I'm not going
is
anywhere.
HPV, you know?
Tom, I'm engaging physically more with people.
Who?
Is that true that the Italian... am I saying it? No more talking about it. Moving on.
I didn't know you meant sexually. I thought you were just rolling up to people and hugging them and shit.
What? Is there a pizzeria in New Rochelle? You're calling them. They're not answering.
Yeah, they're not
I
answering.
Heard
we called a couple of them.
God damn it. What are we going to do?
This is it.
We need some fucking Domino's.
What about Uber Eats in New Rochelle?
Call Domino's in New Rochelle. Domino's did not fucking close. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Calling now.
If that's real.
Do you want it on air?
Yeah, I want it on air, obviously.
Okay, I'm going to patch it right through there.
Get anchovies.
That's disgusting.
What? I'll buy my own from Arthur Avenue, like the big, nice ones, and just lay them on myself.
Ew.
Yeah, it's so good.
You like anchovies
I
on
love
pizza?
Them.
I don't even know what it tastes like. I just always they look
it's
like
fucking salty and Nordic. It's good.
They're whole fish bodies, correct?
Yeah. Sometimes you get the little spiny spikes, but they're not really bones. You just kind of. But they're with the good ones. There.
Hello?
Hang up and visit Domino's.com from your desktop or download the Domino's app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device.
What is that
a
saying?
Customer service.
It's all online now.
It's all online now. You can't just call up Domino's.
Yes, you can.
It's been dusted.
And they email you a pizza. Hit that fucking button. Come on,
oh, wait,
dog.
You know what? God damn it. You're right. It was pretty goddamn good. Cassidy on the board. How many points does Cassidy have? 2 points?
Two nice. Points.
How about me?
Zach has two. Christy has zero.
-7.
Seven.
And Lewis has one.
Damn it. Cassidy's fucking coming ahead. I got to fucking...
I'm not competitive, man. I just want
jokes.
The best man to win.
I got to pick up my goddamn
This
jokes.
Is all I have, Zach.
Hey, you know what? I want you to win so that people go buy your album.
Thank you. Funnymatic. Out now.
Very cool. All right. So I guess there's no pizza in New Rochelle.
Mm.
I saw they put Pete Davidson's movie
the name
right
of your
on
memoir.
Hulu.
No pizza
like
in
it's
New
not
Rochelle.
It was okay.
Well, no, it's fine. What was that?
Pete Davidson's movie's out. I think it's on Hulu now. The one they were making with all
Hello?
The
Hello? Yes, how can I help you?
Hi, can I have an order for delivery for delicious pizzas?
Sure, give me 1 second, okay?
Yes.
We'll show up are over. You have more time to call your mom, build a house of cards, or learn to moonwalk. Follow the glorious pizza making process on any of your favorite devices.
Introducing our newest employee, Dom, our official voice ordering pizza expert on the Domino's app.
Dom,
you're
ordering
Domino's. You're call your
Dom
mom
has the Rona.
Walk with
Hang
her.
On. So no, there is a place that's open in New Rochelle. You know what the problem is? It's 11 a.m. There's no pizza places open.
Yeah.
The world is not ending.
No.
The world is fine.
The world is different.
So we have to talk about other things. Pull up CNN.com, Bobby. See if there's anything else going on in the world.
Get the fuck out of here.
I bet you we can find another news story. Okay. I bet you we can.
Oh, I thought you were turning CNN on live. You're
no,
going
not
to
live.
The website.
You're going to watch CNN.
All right, let's see. I bet everything relates to it somehow.
Everything's supposed to make you scared.
Oh, I bet
somehow.
You we can find something.
What, if we scour the entire website or just the front page? Like if we scroll throughout the whole first page.
I bet you on the first page we'll find something different. It's not all... Look, people are sick of this. Look.
1 in 5 Americans told to stay home. 1 in 5 to podcast.
No. No. Let's see.
Make it bigger.
Yeah, you can see.
I mean, so many of us are non-essential.
Tom
workers.
Brady officially signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There you go.
Say?
Ugh, now we have to care about football.
But he has it, dude.
Tom Brady? No, he doesn't. Does he? Maybe. Kiss his son in the mouth, gave it to him. Ivanka. No, see, I keep on going down. Keep on going down.
Is Luis Gomez a retard? Where'd they get that from? Written by Drew Michael.
Hold on, this guy's at the safest place on earth. Bobby just showed Chrissy's personal email to everybody on the screen, which is
good.
Awesome.
Good. Send
take
me
that moment to really just give out. Just dox Chrissy on the show.
My email's the easiest to.
Oh, wait. We got bus rape in New Delhi.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
You know, the more things change.
Thank fucking
See,
God.
See, everything is temporary.
What was she doing on that bus?
What was she wearing?
She's supposed to be quarantining.
And I bet you celebrities, liberal celebrities in Hollywood would be like, you know what? She went onto a bus. She deserves to be raped. That's how far they've gone with this. Fears after bus. Actually, I don't know what it says. It just says ears. Ears after bus rape and murder shocked. Whoa.
7 years after bus rape and murder shocked the world. Attackers hanged in New Delhi.
Oh.
Which is kind of corona related, actually. Because now it's upheaval in the streets.
I hope that some of the inmates they're releasing are like good looking.
Yeah, they're releasing a bunch of inmates. So we're not allowed to talk about this, but that is also true.
Yeah, because you can tell they're inmates because they look like they've been working out.
We're not
out.
Allowed to talk about this, but it's also
that
true.
They're releasing inmates. And Harrington, I need a cup of coffee right now. Let's talk about the history of coffee. Guys, where did coffee come from?
I love coffee.
Where did it come from?
The beans.
Colombia.
Colombian beans. You guys are honestly a good team.
We're mind melding, even though Lewis, Tom doesn't want to.
I love coffee, but after two or three cups, I feel kind of jittery. I wish there was like a replacement for it halfway through the day.
Yeah, what's the advertiser that's on our show? Fuck.
Super coffee?
No.
Mud water.
I drink it all the time. I love it. Edit that bit out, really, Bobby. I need some fucking coffee. The problem is we're in fucking limbo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
And we're going to remain there for 2 months.
You think we're going to be here 2 months and they'll go
Everything's
going
to go back.
It's got to be 2 months, Lewis.
Psychotic, dude.
Ready? I'll do the math, even though we're not allowed to do it.
Good. Do the math.
Okay. It's going to probably take around 2 weeks to actually... Oh, my God. Your cough was the fucking...
It's very wet.
So it'll take 2 weeks to get everybody on board with this shit, right? Then let's say it's 2 weeks of actual quarantining. Then you have to fucking do 2 weeks of not having it, right? So then add another 2 weeks because everything always fucking gets pushed back.
And 2 weeks of abs so we can get ready.
That's true.
Get back out weeks. There.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Middle of summer.
Boom!
Fuck yeah, party time, baby boy.
You think as soon as it gets to be beach weather... People are going to stay inside? No, they're going to be at the fucking beach.
Oh, yeah, dude. All I know is my workouts now are just going to consist of me running, ideally outside, not in place in my fucking apartment. And then doing fucking ab core exercises and doing pull-ups. I feel like if I do that, my body would get fucking Jack fucking Diesel.
You're probably going to get fat during this.
No.
I've gotten so fat the past week. It's
been a you fluctuate a lot and you're probably going to get real fat.
Oh, I
after
really
that,
fluctuate.
Yeah.
My building manager called me to say the people downstairs asked if I had a treadmill and I wanted to just send a selfie back. They say that you run on a treadmill all day.
That's just me walking to the refrigerator.
That's me breathing.
No, it's because we live next to the elevator. And they hear it, the noise from the machine in the elevator, and they tried to say that I had a treadmill and was keeping them up at night.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So, all right. So, coffee. The history of coffee. Let's get into this. Here we go. Look at this. Coffee is...
I love some hot beans in my mouth.
I got a French press. It's coming on Saturday. Got to make it myself.
Tom, you look like if a French press became a person.
Give it to
hold
her.
Hold the fuck.
Come on, baby.
Phone.
Give her two for that one.
What's that?
Wee wee. Ha ha.
2 points on the board for Chrissy Mayer, negative
fuck
five.
Yes.
That's like when they let the special needs kid run for a touchdown.
No, the
Everybody
other
just
way.
Gets out of the
way. Other way.
Can I buy workout equipment on Amazon right now? Are they delivering on Amazon?
Yeah. Amazon's crushing it right now.
Okay, so this is what I need to do. I need to buy some workout equipment for my homes.
Multiple homes? You have multiple homes?
My name is on two leases. Can I... okay. This is interesting. All right, so I can buy... Technically, I can buy some workout equipment. How much is a Bowflex, Shannon? Call Shannon.
Ooh,
call
get
Shannon
a Peloton. I could get a Peloton. Now would be the best time for the Peloton ad where the man is giving the wife a bike just so she doesn't have to be like out with people. They should have waited. Remember the big Peloton?
I remember.
Commercial.
Peloton, is it like they show you like countrysides and they have different exercises?
No, it's way better than that. You can do classes with a live group of people or you can do classes It's like a pre-recorded.
Can you play like videos too on it?
$500
$500 for this Bowflex.
The Peloton, it doesn't make a fucking noise either. Peloton's completely silent. It's awesome.
Let me see this Bowflex right now. Timeout. Look at her flat butt. Is there? It does nothing for your butt.
Clearly. She needs to meet a black guy.
Yeah, her ass sucks, dude. Imagine having that fucking ass. Look at her ass. Can we see her shoulders, though?
She looks like the kind of woman that I feel safe having a lesbian experience with, mm-hmm. you know?
She's hot, but it's just her ass is goddamn garbage. Holy shit.
She's doing what she can.
I mean, it's a shot from behind. You think she would have been like, hey, you know what? This isn't really my angle.
But she's got a great back and shoulders. That's the point
of
the...
Pop back a little.
That's a bow flex.
Just do something. Actually, we have fucking Photoshop. I mean, Bobby, could you give that girl a butt? I bet you give that girl a butt before the end of the show.
Yeah, download the app Peachy. You could give her an app really
Bobby,
quick.
Bobby, you can definitely Photoshop while you produce this show.
Instead of working out, just become a hermit and Photoshop you being jacked, Lewis.
Or just you with a really nice ass. Just stay the same.
I think Bobby's literally going to Photoshop that chick, a nice ass on that chick. That's what Amazon should have done. So for $500, I can buy a Bowflex. Can you pull up a commercial for that specific Bowflex? Because I would like to see if this can substitute for my home gym. I don't have a steam room. What am I going to do about my steam room?
Get your shower real hot and just stay in there.
I've done it too many times. It doesn't work as well as you want it to. My shower at home doesn't get crazy hot. In hotels, once in a while, you get a fucking shower.
So go in your bed and then tuck all the sheets under you and just breathe a lot. Like you could basically hotbox yourself.
This is a fucking nightmare. How am I going to get Jack fucking Diesel? Okay, see, let me get some volume here. Let me say something. 90% of the time, I want volume. 98% of the time, I'd say.
Perform over 25 full body exercises on the PR1000.
Okay. Ooh.
And get a complete strength workout.
This looks
with
really good.
210 pounds of resistance.
210 pounds of resistance.
The harder you work, the harder power rod resistance works for you, delivering life changing results.
Life changing.
The new built in media rack functions as your personal training platform.
Ooh.
It fits any tablet or smartphone and provides access to
stream Kung Flu live while you go.
Designed to maximize results. Plus, with 7 free trainer-built workouts.
I don't need the workouts. I need to know if I have fucking all the angles I need to get Jack fucking Diesel, you cunts.
The included vertical bench press and pulley system allows for incline, decline, flat angle adjustments to build a defined chest with presses, a strong back with pull-downs, and solid core with ab crunches. The built-in rowing station delivers a go-to calorie-blasting workout.
Rowing is like the lamest exercise.
Use the included Bowflex hand grips to develop toned and sculpted arms.
All right.
With a Bowflex home gym, the variations...
I have a set of 3-pound, 5-pound, and 10-pound weights.
That shit looks heavy. Amazon delivery drivers are going to start killing themselves from fucking people getting this
shit. They'll probably be happy to have jobs.
Well, Harrington, when I made him put together my bed, that bed, I told him it was 70 pounds. I lied. I knew the weight was 93 pounds. I personally knew it. I don't know why I lied. Like, Harrington was going to be able to eyeball 70 versus 93 anyway, but I really did just downplay it for no reason.
That extra 23 matters, too.
And then he called me when he got there to my place because I made him go pick it up from a UPS shipping center in an Uber. And then he called me when he got there. He's like, I'm downstairs. So I was like, all right, cool. And then I was going to go help him carry it upstairs, but I was like, I'm paying him. Like, why would I pay somebody to help them? That's crazy. That's like going to the kitchen at a restaurant and starting to cook your own food.
Well, didn't you pay him to go get it? Once
No, you should probably help him. The whole job was to pick it up, bring it to my place.
Trick him on how much it weighs.
Yeah, well, sounds like a lot.
The point is I didn't have to lie. No. He wasn't going to say no to 93 pounds. Like you, like right now, Chrissy, if I was like, that weighs 93 pounds or that weighs 70 pounds, could you pick it up? You'd be like, I don't know. I have to go try. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'd be like, let me get a fucking hand truck or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lewis, either way, it was a 4-floor walk up. It was going to suck one way or the other.
So.
He needed the money.
He gets there, okay, and then he's like, yeah, I'm here. And I could tell he was expecting me to be like, I'll be right down to help you. And then I was like, cool.
Piece of shit.
Did you think I just met you?
So then he starts coming upstairs and then like, I'm waiting. It was an eternity. It was so long that it took to the point where I called him and I was like, "Are you? Where are you? I thought you were here." He was like, "I'm stuck on one of the stairs." And then I was like, "All right." Then he came in and sure enough, he did it. And then we talked about this in the last show, but I asked him to make me a Funfetti cake. I was going out and I was like, "When I come back, I want a Funfetti cake." Half kidding. And sure enough, I got back and there was a fucking Funfetti cake.
There was no half kidding. Your actual words were, I don't care if the bed's done when I get back, but there better be a fucking Funfetti cake.
That's such a specific craving. Hey, I'm going to order a new bed soon. Would you come to White Plains to put it together?
He'll do it. He'll do it for... we worked out the math on it. So Harrington will do it for... what was the number?
I think it was 10% less.
10% than less than TaskRabbit.
But TaskRabbit takes 20%.
Would you do it with a rabbit costume?
Harrington makes more. I pay less.
So Harrington makes 10% more than he would have had he done it on TaskRabbit.
And I make 10% less. So everyone's happy. We're cutting out TaskRabbit.
Cutting out the middle rabbit.
Unless they want, if they wanted to sponsor the show, we would say that's a bad idea. And we'd come up with reasons why they're better. They're probably insured. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'll
probably
tell you
send people with homes.
If TaskRabbit had done it, Harrington put a hole in my Legion of Skanks painting, they would have had to pay for that painting probably. Right?
That priceless painting.
Priceless.
You can patch that up pretty easily.
I'm getting such differing answers on what that is and how easy it is to patch something like that up.
Bring it to any frame place, any place that like deals with canvases, they could fix it.
Call a canvas painting place in New Rochelle right now. Please call them right now in New Rochelle. I want to know the number one painting canvas framing store in New Rochelle.
In all of New Rochelle.
Do we have any fans in New Rochelle? Is it crazy out there? 573 Gas Line. Yeah. Give us a ring. Are you in New Rochelle? Are you in one of these quarantined, quote-unquote, cities?
So, Quarantown.
Wait, where are you Quarantown, are right
fuck
now?
Yeah, Quarantown, dude. A musical!
I'm not
going to
give you a point, but that was a fucking decent
fuck
joke.
Yeah, Quarantown.
Wait, but where you are, where you're living right now, is it the quarantined area?
No.
Okay.
I live in White Plains.
Fair enough.
It's like a city. It's really trying.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Dude, are you calling a frame place? Or did you think I was kidding? They thought I was kidding. Sometimes... I just say things. It's okay.
I feel like there's some frame stores probably in New Rochelle.
Maybe.
Of course, yeah.
Maybe. But you know, whatever. Let's move on. Whatever. Let's talk to Chrissy about her childhood. Chrissy, when did you grow your boobs?
When did I grow them? Very late. I remember being in like high school and like squeezing my boobs together in a mirror being like, when are they going to come?
Yeah.
that's a great really story. Not until probably... junior year in college.
You had something to prove.
Yeah, oh, for college? Sure. Yeah. I was a springboard diver for 10 years, so like my body was like kind of flat, and then when I got to college, it was like pretty muscular from the workouts. So not until like...
And then your boobs just jumped up.
And then they just came out after I was done competing, and then like after I graduated, then it was more like...
So were you dating a dude at that time?
It was hard to. I had braces and very short blonde hair. Like all the divers had
hair. You told us you had braces like in college.
Yeah. From like sophomore year of college till like I was 26 or so.
That's fucking crazy.
It was a real deterrent.
I thought you were going to say hot.
It was bad.
That's crazy.
The only guy I attracted was like legit a pedo. Yeah. Yeah. I met him on the train and then he told me we had to stop dating because he got arrested because... he had like underage porn that was confiscated from his house. Yeah. Like they confiscated his whole computer.
The one that got away.
And this was back in like 2004. It was a long
time
ago.
To confiscate a computer, they needed to bring in a team of three people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's bad.
How did you react to that when he told you that he was trafficking in child porn?
Well, I was like, oh, damn. Because he was like the only guy that really liked me at the time. So I was like, fuck. But
you were bummed. Would you have still been with him?
He worked at the Museum of Natural History. He was a sculptor. And I was like, oh, he's an artist.
Would you have still been with him? Had he?
No. No.
Is he out now or is he in jail?
I have no idea. His name's Victor.
You never even looked him up.
I should look him up after this.
Victor, the sculptor who has a proclivity for the little
boys. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. But then, yeah, I was talking to my college girlfriends about it. Like, we all live together. And they were like, Chrissy, you should break up with him. That's bad. Like, underage could be 17. It could be 9. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is bad.
There's a big gap.
So, wait, there was a moment where you stuck with it.
Not when you're super young.
Well, like, when my friends explained to me how bad it was, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's real bad. So then I had to call him up and be like, I met somebody on spring break. I think it's going to last. Bye.
Wow. Yeah.
But he drew me on the train. It was like romantic at a time. And he like went down on me a ton. It was fun.
Well, Bobby, what were you going to say?
He used a baby voice.
Ew.
So I got a New Rochelle guy that could fix the painting. He just needs a picture of it to see what kind of damage it is.
It's on my Instagram.
I'm going
to
send it to him.
Send it to him right now. Okay. See how
He's
much
probably
it is.
Happy to have the work.
Yeah.
Yes, the boobs came like really after college, and then I embraced them, and I was like, I've spent more time without them.
Yeah, because you are a sexual vixen.
Trying.
The fans like you. The fan base They,
I like them too.
Yeah, they're very, they're really into what Chrissy has going on, which is great. They're, but you're funny too. They like you because it's not just being hot. Because being hot is one thing. Okay, there's a lot of hot chicks that are out there. There's something about a chick that's hot and funny and can bust balls. I don't, there's just.
And I would eat food off the floor. You know, like not all the time, but there are circumstances.
I mean, she just.
We didn't have to add that to the resume. There was no reason. A reason for that.
I just started going into sort of like the summation about how you're great still.
Yeah,
and you're
hot. You could have laughed. I'll lick a toilet seat.
Yeah.
Like, no, that I will not do. That's been done.
That's psychotic.
I was trying to say like, oh, you don't take yourself so seriously.
You could have started a little lighter then.
Pizza. Yeah, you don't have it's to fine.
Yeah. Degrade yourself.
But it's fun.
Yeah, Chrissy, what's the what, Bobby?
I was just gonna say I also have that girl's butt if you want to watch.
Oh,
that.
Let's see. Yeah,
what butt? Right,
whose butt?
There you go.
Hey,
look at that.
Did you use the app? I told
that
you
that is what.
No. I use Photoshop.
That is what the butt should look
she
like.
She looks
right
Dominican.
There. Get in there.
That's too much. It looks like it should be a little higher.
It's a better ad.
Looks yes. like she's hiding something.
That's a quick job, but
it's not bad though, Bobby.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. That's a bad. They could
looks
have
like
given
her butt
her,
is pregnant.
The point is, they could have given her a little bit of a butt, pretty goddamn easily.
Yeah.
With any effort at all, the fucking goddamn.
But that's what bottle. The squat machines are for. Like they have a specific squat machine, and that's for your butt.
Like, I bet there's like targeted advertisements and like. Focus groups
for, sure.
for the women that they're trying to sell the Bowflex to. Mm-hmm. And they're probably the women that are still like, ew, fat asses are gross.
Yeah, they're the ones that are still God, like Becky. In the yeah. 80s, 90s like look of, yeah, like thin, jacked, tight. That's Bowflex. They
well,
don't care
the,
about their asses.
In Instagram now, all the fucking models have these ridiculous huge asses. And it's a little bit much. I got to be honest with you. It's just a little bit like they, it seems like they like become obsessed with having like a massive ass. And it's not even fake asses. These are like real asses.
Yeah, they do a lot of ass,
so
ass
get
workouts.
Juiced up, yeah. Pumped up with stuff.
What do you mean?
Injections. You can like have, you know how you can get injections on your face? You can get them in your ass too. Then they can also do the fat redistribution thing. And then, of course, you can get like the full-on ass implants. You know, the ones that spin around that you, when they're flat on top, you can put a cup on there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know they did other sort of ass surgeries besides ass implants.
Yeah, the ass industry has really come a long way.
Really?
For sure.
So, yeah, that's probably what's happening.
It's one of the only things that's doing well in the stock market right now.
That's true.
This is a great time to get a facelift, any kind of work, a nose job. It's like because everyone's inside. No one's going to know. And a lot
I
of them
think
are
they
still
don't
open.
Like they're not letting you do surgeries.
Yeah, I think there's a hold on elective surgeries.
Yeah, definitely.
But injections are not a surgery.
Someone was complaining about how they couldn't get their breasts done.
People love to demonize people for like just sort of having an honest moment.
Sure.
You know, they put fucking cameras on those kids in South Beach. And it's like. Stop fucking with these kids.
And what people don't realize,
the red on his face though, he looks like he's about to become a zombie.
Yeah, he's
but that's
dying.
How we all were
dying.
In college.
He had a gigantic red boil on his face. I mean, come on, man. These kids are fucking retards.
I know, but I feel bad almost because they're kids.
Yeah.
And it's like you throw a camera in their face. They're retarded. They think they're invincible. You're sort of like demonizing these kids and
being young.
You know, yeah, exactly. For just sort of being young and stupid. It's like, no, there's a way to fucking do it without trying to like you know, I'm sure these kids are just getting fucking destroyed online. Their fucking identities are being figured out. People say crazy shit sometimes.
Yeah.
People got more time on their hands now, too.
Yeah. So, whereas I think, yeah, it is stupid behavior. I should also make it clear, like, I'm not encouraging people to go out in fucking big groups right now, right? Because the reality is the worst case scenario the benefit of going out right now to say, you know, stick it to the man doesn't outweigh the worst case scenario, right? But I just don't know that any of this helps. Let's move on. What, Harrington?
I don't think you posted that picture on your Instagram. I think you just threw it up on your story.
Okay.
So we're looking for it now. Can you just send it to us?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll send it.
Thank you.
Here, let's see. Who is this?
I'm going to do a thing where I print out all my fan art and make a collage and frame it.
Really,
or just put it up in the bathroom.
That's nice. I really don't like people looking at their phone in this day and going, uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like you just saw some, like, bad news that
it's
you're not
gonna
telling
okay,
us.
It's going to be okay, Tom. Everything's going to be okay.
See? Shannon. Coronavirus update. Damn it! fucking $21 for the fucking stand weights
there. That's
staff.
Three.
What? What happened?
60 when? Bucks.
When did I say three?
You have three times you said that word.
Okay, well, go fuck
so
yourself.
So there's 60 bucks for the waitresses at the stand.
Non-essential gatherings, blah, 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 blah. 35 people dead in New York.
I gotta blah, do, blah, I got blah, a bird blah. Feeder. That's been very exciting for me.
Number of cases rose from 3,000
to 7,100. It sticks to the outside
of my window. 6,000 more cases in the highest states of Washington and California.
Louis, you were looking for that picture?
Shut up, Harrington, you fucking dumb bitch. Suck my dick.
You're
for
20%
less than you get on TaskRabbit for it.
10%. Mm-hmm.
He's trying to plug his new
AskRabbit.
AskRabbit. Or just AskRabbit.
Tax days moved to July 15th.
That's sweet.
Summer taxes. Yeah. That means you're gonna get your money for the summer.
Oh no. Non essential. What are essential businesses? What's an essential business?
Not racist podcasting.
That's a subjective. That's a subjective question. It's racial.
I'm guessing hospitals and police and maybe.
Nazi cast. You're telling me Nazi cast isn't absolutely
coffee.
Essential.
Coffee's essential.
Yeah, I would say grocery stores, pharmacies, hospitals.
When do they have to close? Yeah, can you give me a time on this? Because I need to eat something right now. I need to get some fucking food. Please. I had Thai food 2 nights ago.
Ooh, pretty daring.
Good. Delicious. Delicious.
Do you have any peanut butter at your house? Do you have any, like, canned fish?
At what point do you kill Harrington and eat him?
Harrington would taste disgusting.
In? But you have to. It's either that or die.
I bet his whole body would taste like his beard.
Yeah. I bet Harrington, I bet Harrington would be very salty.
Really? I bet he would be gamey.
Oh, like deer? Stringy, like duck, like a stringy duck? Sorry.
From living on the street.
Sorry, I meant that. Like you're, I don't know.
I'm gonna fucking just start fucking pumping. I'm gonna shove fucking feeding tubes down Harrington's throat like they make foie gras.
Sear foie gras?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Just feed him cupcakes.
Yeah, I'm gonna feed him. No. Just shove cupcakes down.
We're gonna massage him like fucking Waiku beef.
If you have food to put in the feeder tube, why don't you just eat that?
Nah, dude. Right. I'm gonna eat Harrington.
We're gonna massage Harrington until he has a nice marbling.
Yeah. So keep you in a cage, just your fucking head out of it, just pumping fucking fatty foods into your body.
I mean, we're all going to die anyway. This doesn't sound like the worst.
No. It's going to be bad, dude. It's not going to be great for you.
We're going to come over to just bang on the box, startle you.
Aww. Toughen up the meat.
Take one of those fucking hammer guns, just pop, dead. It'll be a quick death. But it's going to be after we fucking torture you.
That's
for a
mean.
Month straight to make you as fucking rich and delicious as possible.
He's not the first person I would eat.
Who would we eat out of
Zach.
Everybody?
Me, duh.
No, Zach's all fatty. Zach's all fatty.
He
I'm
would
the one
taste
to
like
eat.
A good steak.
I'm the one to fucking eat, doggy.
I would eat you, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Do you want to eat a
she's
girl?
She's dead. Just eat her pussy.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat a girl. I'm not a faggot.
Hold on one second. It's a school party.
Like, if you listened to that, I would have got a fucking bite.
My puss yeah, and eat
we're
going
to pause.
Like, I meant eat you out, like eating the.
I think cut the audio on the stream.
Yes. I'm good. No, it was my son's school. His iPad is ready. They're giving like iPads and online curriculum and all this.
I just didn't know if it was something serious.
No, like, neither did I. I was
like
nervous.
Like your test results came back and you're gay. cut the audio.
They just fucking show you a picture of Brad Pitt and check your boner.
It's like the scoliosis test. They run their fingers up it.
I read the average man gets seven, like six or seven erections per night. But I bet it's like 10 if you sleep next to me.
Up today before 3.
Fine.
Sorry. We're all adapting. We're going to wrap this one up in just a minute.
Still waiting on that picture, Lewis.
Harrington, shut the fuck up. I'll send the picture. I'm obviously not even sending my fucking picture to New Rochelle. God damn it.
Why not?
Because I'll get a patch up here in the city.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I got to save my money for more important things.
That's true.
So New York is under fucking.
This is it, man. It's good to see you.
This was
glad to get out of the house one last time.
Is this the last show we're doing from the studio? No, I'm doing shows from my studio.
Today?
Forever. I'm living here now.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, technically, if you move here, you're doing shows from home.
Yeah, you could say you're quarantined here.
Well, you're social distancing. Quarantining means that you're sick and you have it. Right.
Okay.
I'm quarantining.
You mean quarantining?
You guys wouldn't eat me over Zach? Are you kidding me?
I might eat a part of you.
Yeah.
I have decent muscle.
Okay, so you understand meat is muscle, right?
And you're getting fatter.
So I have delicious, juicy fats as well.
Yeah.
But I also have delicious muscle.
But I would feel bad. I would feel bad, honestly, to eat any of you.
No, because you can also like put salsa on Lewis and shit like that.
We would eat the fuck out of Chrissy. We'd literally all use her as a sex doll for like 3 days.
Hot.
We'd all fucking just, it'd be a mess. And then your skin would start falling off your face. Like, all right, it's time to eat her, guys. We gotta stop fucking Chrissy.
Why can't I be alive for shit like that?
Guys, we gotta stop fucking Chrissy. She's starting to stink. I mean, we've been marinating her from the inside.
Guys, we gotta stop fucking Chrissy. She's really starting to stink.
Guys, let me go.
She's doing material.
Yeah.
We gotta stop fucking Chrissy. She stinks.
And then we would fuck it. We'd eat you.
All right.
But I mean, the other thing is, Chrissy, you look delicious, but it's not like it wouldn't be great.
Actually, we shouldn't eat Chrissy because she's the only woman here, and we kind of need one of those.
Right. Like,
so we would have to eat somebody else.
Well, we're saying they die.
Whose seed would I take to further the human race?
That's actually a good point. Whose seed would you take to further the human race out of everybody here?
Even the guys in the booth?
Including Harrington and Bobby.
Bobby's 55 years old. Keep that in mind.
That's not true.
Well,
listen to me, take a deep cream pie in between your pussy lips.
Okay.
Deep and hot. You gotta think about this.
This is also just the first child. You can also pick who your second child is.
Maybe
we'd
switch it up.
That's a really good idea.
Some diversity.
Stop trying to fucking just be included. Tom doesn't want to have his feelings hurt.
No, but Tom might be the smartest one.
No, man. If
Tom,
you
the
have...
game is she's hurting somebody right now, okay? Be vulnerable.
I understand.
Okay? She's hurting. Some people are being hurt.
Is your daughter could fuck my son and their half brother and sister.
I'm going to fuck your daughter.
Oh God. No.
Just understand that.
Okay, boomer.
Whatever
you say. We would not let our daughter be on TikTok around you.
Uh-uh. No way.
But anyway, fucking... back to it. I apologize. Go ahead. Tell
us, Chrissy,
who
you let
come inside
to...
of you to have a child.
It's really difficult.
Whose cum do you want to inside
of you?
I
guess it depends which cum would get me booked on Skankfest.
Hell yeah.
But there is no Skankfest anymore.
I'm seeing a lot of strong facial hair.
There is no more Skankfest.
After I come inside of her, we're going to call that Skankfest.
I don't know. It depends. Like, it would have to be a combination of like, who graduated from college? Who's physically strong? I don't know. At the end of the day, I probably
No one here graduated from college.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Tom's the least physically strong.
Arguably.
But like emotionally strong.
I'm
not even this picky in my real life.
Hold on. Major.
Communications, of course. Can't you tell by how we've been speaking?
Yeah, mine too.
Now, but hold on. Is Tom smarter?
We have something in common now.
Hey.
Wait, Lewis, did you say nobody graduated from college when you meant you didn't graduate from college?
Did everyone else graduate from college?
Yes.
All right.
Nobody goes to college. That's made up.
It's really hard because I would take each of your seeds for very different reasons.
Tell us all.
Because like, but if someone is just charming, I'm going to fall for it, especially if I'm the only chick around. Like,
listen to me. I'm telling you right now, if there was just the six of us left in the world, I would fuck Chrissy pretty quickly.
I'm pretty sure you're going to just take it.
What's she going to do? You think these guys are going
to
help you?
I have to repopulate. I don't have time to be picky.
Guys, if you fucking, listen to me.
Guys, we just got locked in overnight.
But like, honestly, it's like building
guys, the podcast isn't even over yet.
It would be like building an orchestra, right? Or like a team. You can't have all of one type. Like, I'm not going to call you an alpha, but like, you can't have all of one type. I would need some support. You know what I mean? Like, let's say this is an orchestra and I have to reproduce. And let's say you're a trumpet player. It's like, well, I also need flute players.
I'm the
trombone.
I'm so impressed you didn't say tuba when you pointed at me.
Yeah, you're a flute.
I think,
because
you do have to have a kid by all of us. So my order, I think I should go first.
Because yours would be second, like the smallest to come out of the birth canal.
And do weird shit to it and stuff.
Dude, I'm going in. After...
I'm going to get in and get out. Wait, this is for twins, the fucking good of society.
Does twins run in anybody's family?
Can I say? Can that's I, the case. Can I be completely honest?
Please.
Okay, so the reason I'm going first is because after she has that first baby, even if she does what she's supposed to do, which is like prenatal Pilates and working out up until like the pregnancy, like dude, everything, she's gonna be a little bit of a mess for like a year or two after that. And then it's never. But the time, I mean, Chrissy, yeah, no shit.
That's why
time.
I wanted to go first too.
She's kind of fucking old, dude.
Duh.
So she doesn't have that much time. So
tight.
She's once she has that first kid, it's over. There's no way. Also, without there any being social stigmas from society, any pressure for her to look good, she's gonna get all fucking hairy and fat.
Are you Irish?
No.
What are you? Well, you have red hair.
Norwegian and German.
Oh, yeah. No, those type of broads can bang out kids for a while.
Yeah, but yeah, her body is going to fall apart.
Sure, we can carry heavy shit.
All right. Here's the deal. Lewis gets to impregnate her first so that while she's pregnant, I can go down on her and whisper racial slurs at Lewis's baby.
Good argument.
Really kill its confidence.
Right, right. I like it. I like it. Or, check this out, Chrissy.
I would need some booth babies, too, because they have certain skills.
I have it.
Okay.
We all cream pie with you regularly.
And whoever wins.
Whoever takes, takes.
Wow.
That's like Lord of the Flies.
So,
come.
Like, yeah, Darwinism. Whoever takes,
takes. Piggy has the conch, baby.
Five loads. So what, you would all jerk off at the same time and try to come at about in
no,
the same
no, we would all
time?
Regularly be just... Bend
oh,
you against
okay.
your will.
Not even like
you
all
have
at
you
once.
Tied up in a meat locker.
Or just her will. But my only problem with that is that then we don't know whose child it is, and then it's harder
yes,
to
you
oh,
see
figure
it,
it out
like.
Quick.
Yeah, that's true. Some bald Puerto Rican guy. Little baby called me a bag.
This baby's bald. It must be Lewis's. I feel like Harrington and Bobby might have some issues figuring out who the father is.
But you could look at your parents. Well,
and even you, Tom, to be honest with you, all three of you guys, there'd be issues with finding out who the father is. Me and Zach, I think our babies are going to fuck.
Yeah, we're going to figure that out pretty quick.
Similar, yeah.
I wish I could have like a litter.
Zach's
you know,
baby comes out with clown makeup.
We'll see what's going on. So, Chrissy, I think that's the answer, which is to let us all just regularly have unprotected sex with you.
It's for the human race. I understand.
Yeah, and then that'll be that. And then whatever babies grow inside of you, then it's sort of meant to be as well.
But what if you guys try to punch it? Well, you won't know till it's out.
You could also have, by the way, our cum can impregnate multiple eggs. And you could have twins from different fathers.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Wow, that's
like
nice.
Roommates.
Also, while we're having sex with her, we all sing different parts of John Lennon's Imagine.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
My cervix would be like, pah, pah.
Patooey. Patoo. Pating. All right, we're going to wrap this one. We're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. I think we got a Believe You Me happening right after this. Okay. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Maybe the last time from the studio. Bobby, maybe. You know what we could do? Why don't you take pictures of the backgrounds and then I'll green screen it at my house and nobody will even know the difference.
Sure. But I'm going to come in. So.
You're coming in against the work order.
Yes. I'll be here.
Is it illegal to come in or are they just saying like...
If it's just you two and you like stream other people.
Yeah, good people could Skype in.
That's all, folks.